This is my second time, and the last time was 3 months ago. I don't even remember what I have to do.
I bet you'll do great.
All right, so let's call this meeting to order. Is that good enough?
Yep,
that sounds good.
And we need a review of the minutes.
Let's see, can I have a copy of this, please? Thank you.
We actually have, I made some copies, but probably, I mean, oh, I might have enough.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Well, now you're going to have to share.
Yeah, we got to share it together.
Well, that's all right. They can, they got there.
Okay. Yeah, Mark can read better than I can.
Okay, this is the minutes of the Highland Historical Society meeting held 18th of April 2024 in this room. In attendance are Claudia Sudwick, Sterling Sudwick, Charlie Greenland, Mark Thompson, Ray Bueller, Eric Adamson, Brenda Thurgood, and Stephanie Cottle. Called to order by Claudia Sudwick. Called the meeting to order at 7:03 p.m.
Here, I'll scoot over. You can have this one. I'll scoot over.
Thank you.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
Okay, so, said Brenda read the minutes of the last meeting held on the 18th of January, 2024. Eric motioned to approve the minutes of read. Charlie seconded the motion, and the voting was unanimous. Discussion items. Number one, public meeting protocol was presented by Stephanie Cottle, Highland City Recorder. There must be a quorum present to hold the meeting. Agenda must be posted 24 hours before meeting. 3 days after meeting, the approved minutes are to be sent to Stephanie Cottle.
Which I did. Good job!
Awesome.
For cheering.
Yay! Number two, business. A change of president and introductions. Claudia introduced herself and told about her life. She's lived in Highland since 2001. Ray made a motion to accept Claudia Sudwick as president of Highland Historical Society, seconded by Charlie Greenland. Voting was unanimous. Claudia feels there should be a vice chairman, but said we can wait on that. Three, community input. Claudia reported that Winnie Jensen has agreed to join the Highland Historical Society Committee. Claudia suggested Charlie Greenland become the historian of Highland Historical Society. I'm going to start putting HHS.
Please do.
Okay.
That's the way I write everything.
All right. Eric made a motion to recognize Charlie as historian. Claudia seconded the motion, and voting was unanimous. Number four, preserving and sharing our history. Claudia presented her ideas on ways to preserve and share our history, including interviews and videos, a collection and digitization project, website and email contact, heirlooms and artifacts in the museum, grants and funds for nonprofit organizations, and ideas for education. I didn't do a lot of detail on
that. No, I was afraid that if you had done all that, we'd be here all day. So
I know.
Good.
Number five, volunteer needs. A discussion was held about volunteer needs for the future of Highland Historical Society. Number six, Highland Fling. What we want our ad to say in the Highland in the Fling magazine was discussed. Ray says he is doing something with tractors for the Fling. And seven, committee positions and assignments. Claudia asked each member of the committee to make a list of historical materials we know of, which we should find and include in our collections. The motion to adjourn made by Eric, seconded by Ray, voting was unanimous. The meeting adjourned at 7:47 p.m.
Perfect. Now we have to approve the minutes?
Somebody has to make a motion to accept the minutes as, well, approve them as read or whatever it is. I don't know how to say the right thing.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as read.
Okay.
Second the motion.
Lovely.
Wait,
today
we have to vote on it, I think.
Oh, we have to vote. You're right.
Right.
I see. This is why we.
Well, it's because it's in the minutes. Last time I was really careful. Last time because she was sitting here. So okay. I'm writing this all down.
So do I? Am I the one that calls that vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Any opposed? Thanks. Good job. All right, so this meeting is really going to be discussion, okay? Last time I came in, because I was kind of like fire hose, everything that I've been looking at, feeling like the fire hose was aimed at me, and I might have aimed it back at you. So, today we're just going to go through the different themes, and I'll tell you some of the things I've learned,
How about introducing our guest?
Oh, Winnie, does everybody... Okay, Winnie. Does everybody know Winnie? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know who you are.
I'm Charlie Greenland.
Oh, you're Charles. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've known of you all these years, but I've never really...
I'm Wayne Tanaka.
Nice to meet you.
Your name?
Winnie Johnson.
Oh.
Oh, Jim.
We met a long time ago. I was recorder for San Quentin City.
Oh, were you there?
And we went to a meeting together. I remember meeting you there.
For heaven's sake.
You were the recorder for Highland?
30 years.
And all of Highland stuff was in your house forever.
For 70 years.
Everything about Highland, she knew. She still does.
Yeah, but I don't remember anything anymore.
But you're the perfect person to include in discussion because you have some connection to pieces of Highland that we need. So, can you hear me, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
We're putting this on because...
That's fine.
Okay. Because as I told Charlie, when my grandmother was... When I was taking care of her, I learned when I went to get her... Help her get her hearing aid that my range of voice is the worst for people that have trouble hearing.
Really?
They literally...
That's interesting.
My grandmother was complaining to the guy that was helping us, and he said... She was telling him how much I mumbled and how terrible I was, and he said no. So he made me talk into this microphone, and then he showed her on the scale. He's like, "This is the range you can't hear. This is the range people that have trouble hearing. This is where her voice range falls." So Charlie has come up with a solution so he can hear me. So if anybody else can't, just speak up, and I'll do my best to be louder.
What is that thing?
I don't know. It's Charlie's.
It's a microphone for my hearing aids.
Oh, cool.
So.
Technology.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So that's what we're doing. All right. So let's just go through. I should have put a few more things in. I was going to try and remember to put a few more in for your benefit, but I forgot. So we'll do it as we go.
That's okay.
Okay. First of all, let's just go... Since I have the Highland Fling meeting tomorrow, so does Ray, we have been asked to move some things out of here into the bigger room because it's hard to have people come through here, especially. So this is my plan, and I would love to hear your feedback. My thought is that morning I will come before the parade and I will set up a couple tables out there. Okay, and we can have this room open, but I think we should kind of focus out there. It's worked really well with the farmer's market, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But if we set up some things there, things that we can, that ask a lot of the kids. When I've done the farmer's market booth, there's been a lot of, you know, things I take out that they'll all be like, "What's that?" And the kids will go, "I don't know." And so I purposely pick things that provoke questions, or that I always take our little ring toss thing, and they play that and some other games.
Is this just for one day? Just for Saturday?
Just for that Saturday, okay. Yes. Good question.
What are the hours?
Okay, we have said 9 to... Okay, the funeral. There's no funeral. The parade starts at 9 this year instead of 10.
Okay. Oh. Keep it cooler, I think.
Yeah, I guess, but I feel like the city has not advertised that well.
No, because I've been telling everybody to meet out at 9. So
meet at 9 to be ready to go by 10.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if we look at
we better find out, I guess.
It is. It's on the city pay webpage. It is. I double checked it because somebody else asked me, and so I asked Robin Weiss, and it is 9, but the city is not advertising this well.
So nobody's going to be out watching. Nobody be watching.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's look it up.
I don't know. When did they make that change?
They've brought it up at the meeting a few different times. So
I think it's the way
once I skipped. It's always the ones I skipped. March.
Yeah.
Blacktop fits pretty hard.
I don't know why it's not coming out. But let's both be on top of that tomorrow. Okay. But 9 o'clock, because I've asked her multiple times and she said no, it's definitely 9 o'clock. It's because this affects us and like the setup. So if I can get the take over here, and I will get over here and get the tables set up. If I can have help, they have us listed as having this open from 9 to 3. Do you normally have it open during the parade? No.
We never do. No.
I thought that was strange.
We did 1 year, and I was here, and nobody was here. Nobody.
So my thought is that we cover the time from the end of the parade until... Mm-hmm.
About 11.
I thought we said earlier than they have put in the thing. Didn't you and I talk about...
Pardon?
2 o'clock? What did we time did we say to end? What time... Here, what time did we say to end?
3 o'clock.
Oh, we said 3?
No. 3 is what we usually
do. 2. Okay.
3 is what we usually do, let's put it that way.
Okay, well, and we were starting an hour earlier. So, what I have, it's been okay for me to cover the farmer's market booth, but I desperately need help the day of the fling. Because I have a granddaughter getting baptized at 11 and a grandson being blessed, and so there is no way I will be here. I can come, I can set up, and I can clean it up. And that I don't have a problem with. I can come in for the last part. I also have a grandson that is due to be born the 26th or 27th. So you will see that I'm a little bit stretched thin for right now. So,
okay, so what time do you want to open?
So,
open the,
I thought I had written that we were doing 10 to 2.
Well, let's keep it like that.
Okay, but I'll double check with what Robin has put down.
I think 10 to 2 is good.
So, we would, if we had a shift like from 10 to 12 and 12 to 2, shift, would that be helpful for everyone?
So you're going to close it at 2?
Well, I need to see what the city's published first. Because if they've published till 3, even though I'm pretty sure I told her to, but I saw it published as 3.
Because I thought 2 o'clock, because that's what I thought too.
I thought that's what I told her. But when I saw it on the city's site, it doesn't say that. So... The question is, do we care what the city published, and do we just want to do our own thing?
Well, usually by 3 o'clock, there's
they're
nobody
all gone
here.
Anyway. Okay.
There's nobody, so.
Okay, so let's stick to, do we have people that could do a 10 to 12 shift? And what do you normally have, 2 for each shift, 2 people?
Usually just 1.
Just 1, okay.
I'll be here for
10 to 12.
10 to 12, if you want.
Can someone help with 12 to 2?
I might be able to do that.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down.
Well, I could stop by.
That would be nice because if we are, they're going to put up signs and try. They made us real signs this year to advertise to come over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes parents are a little nervous about having their kids cross the street on this. But sometimes they do anyway, so
that's,
we'll see.
That's, yeah, always the situation.
So, they are going to advertise it more than they ever have in past years. So maybe we'll get more people, but I just, the way I do the farmer's market group, like I said, is I bring out just fun things and I'll say, do you know what that is? And the kids will start, or, you know, Charlie, we went to do a presentation at the junior high. They loved the record player, didn't they?
Yeah, right.
That was a big hit. But they loved all of it. You know, we showed them how to play with this old doll, and he did, and the marbles, and the whole.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Okay, so who would do at the end? Who would?
I will clean up. I will come. Really? Yeah, because I will bring my husband, and we'll put all the tables and stuff back. I mean,
we set up the night before.
What do you think about that? Do you think if we move the stuff out there, it's a problem?
No, the reason I ask is because in the past, they've asked Mom to bring some of her stuff out there.
Oh, I would love that.
So, but if it would come from somebody besides me, it would be great.
Hmm, do I know your mama? I think I could do that. She's my buddy.
It would work better if we could come out the night before.
Okay,
set
so I'm going to make myself a note. Call Carol. Oh, yeah, because she's on my... You know, I've already showed up at her house, told her, I want you involved in this. Not with that specifically, but in the Highland history. Okay, so if we have this... I know the other thing for the fling that they're going to ask me tomorrow is they want everybody to have a focus on hometown heroes. That's the theme. So if we did something to that effect on, to me, anybody in our ancestry and our history here, is a hometown hero. That's just the way I think. So to me, Art of Play is automatically a hometown hero. But is there any other twists you think we might want to include? Do we have any pictures of our veterans in any of that?
You know, I looked over an idea of my nephew's wife. Their dad just honored his pioneer ancestor up in Wyoming at their celebration. And they had a wagon, and they had any of the descendants from that family and honored. And that was, anyway, that was just...
We are going to do that in the future, because I feel like we should celebrate the historical thing in the fling a little bit more. I wasn't ready to take that on this year. But I love that. I love the concept of bringing up the descendants of the early families.
I want some type of criteria, like who's the oldest living pioneer family in Highland?
The oldest that has the oldest members in Highland still? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, let's say. Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
I know who's going to win that.
Clinton
White. But Luella. That would be fun.
Luella.
Luella might be.
She's about the same age. I don't know which one's older.
I think more the merrier. So, you know, let's say you have three or four.
Okay, so if we did like a little display about some of the oldest.
What that does is allows the family of those, let's say you get three.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they'll bring attention to the families of those three people, and more people will show up.
I love this.
I have pictures of Mac Grossbeck, who was lost in the service for 50 years, and
So you have pictures of... Okay.
And I have pictures of my brother who was in the service for 20 years.
I would love to put some of those pictures up too.
Okay. I'll put them somewhere.
This is for the display.
Just for the display that day. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I do think eventually we should do more of that kind of thing. But for right now, we're talking about Augsburg. Okay, Luella and Quentin. Who would be the other one?
Pardon?
Anybody know who the third oldest person living in Highland with ancestry in Highland? Does anybody want to volunteer who that is?
Not a tip.
All right. Well,
that would be me, third oldest.
You think you're the third oldest? Could be. Well, good thing we will have you as a display. I have a sign that says Ask Charlie, so whenever he comes to things, he's my...
Good.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. He's our encyclopedia.
Absolutely.
So, all right. I'm going to put your name down. Okay, what else for the fling? And we've mentioned the Terrific app before, but I don't know if you all know what that is. Do you want to explain what Terrific is?
They have an app that anybody can get onto, and it as you drive around, for instance, you can click on whatever city you're in, and it'll tell you about that city. For instance,
in that box, it has a triangle.
Yes.
On top.
For instance, here's an example. I don't know if you. I don't suppose you could. I don't suppose you can hear this because it's on my computer and it's in my ears.
You want me to play one?
Yeah, play Lehigh.
Okay,
it's always really easy to get the Lehigh one.
Right, I'll play the Terrific.
That's what I download, is that?
Anybody can download it, and we're going to have it.
We're the test city where they're going to do more specific things than just driving by on the freeway. So this is the...
What we're going to have here...
Utah. Between 2015 and 2016, Lehigh was ranked the 11th fastest growing city in the United States. Since about 2007, Lehigh has doubled in size to over 80,000 residents.
You get the,
it's the center.
You get the idea, but this app, so when you're driving past things, it has things that will just play. And so since they wanted Highland's kind of their trial city for more in-depth things, so Charlie has made several, let's see if I can find one of Charlie's. So, for example, we picked 15 locations, and we gave them addresses, because on the fling day, they're going to have, like, where all the events are, so you can, parents can play, oh, this is happening right now for the kids, or this is happening, you know, when you drive by this, it'll say, this is what time this is going to be, or if your child's lost, go here, you know, that kind of thing. But they're going to take the Historical Society a step farther, and we're going to have 15 sites within Highland that will have, if you drive past it, it will play a little clip. So, and ours is much more fun than that AI voice. Because, I'm trying to find one where he did.
Drivers soon learned that their speeding cars could literally fly for quite a few feet before landing, especially eastbound.
What is he talking about?
People came from far and near to spend 30 minutes or more going back and forth to get the thrill. And this is before seatbelts, too.
So that one is titled
The Fling.
The Highland Fling.
Oh, that's cool.
The hill, the fling, the original fling.
So Charlie's voice is on the app for 15 sites. Kind of fun, huh? Just a little old Historical Society.
They have this thing nationwide, so that you can drive anywhere on any freeway in the nation. You can pick up stories about all the country, all the cities you're passing by. Wow.
So, if you're tech savvy, add that to your phone and tell people about it. Then the other thing about this thing, this feels a little out of place to mention it here, but I'm just going to say it, and we'll come back to it when I talk about more things that the mayor's brought up. The mayor suggested that we have Clinton Taylor, a Disney artist that lives in Highland, come and sit at our booth on the fling day, because we need to be advertising some things, and so he thinks we should pull a big name.
Who's that?
Clinton Taylor. He's a Disney artist. So anyway, I don't know him personally, but he suggested I reach out to him. So I don't know. I feel like everything's coming at me really fast, so whether I'm going to pull all that off in time, we'll see.
What would he be our table for?
Because we need to start some fundraising.
So what would we do? Have him draw stuff?
Well, they just said that if we could draw attention to the Historical Society, that it would be good. And if we advertised that he was going to be there, we might have more kids and families come to our little display. But that's kind of the cart before the horse situation in the particulars. You know, we're going to talk about that, but I didn't put it in that order. So, then the farmer's market, I've been just setting up a booth each week. I don't know that I will every week. There was one week I did not, but, and obviously with babies coming and all these crazy things this summer, it'll just be. But I will say that the time has been worth it, because I've been, people that come up and say, oh, I'm really interested in history. I'm going, oh, really? Tell me. Let's write down your name. And so we've gotten a few volunteers that way. We've gotten some people that are going to help us with some of the various projects. And the kids have been the most fun, because they just, especially every once in a while, you get one that's just enamored by everything on the table, right?
Yeah.
And they've just been adorable. But last week we had a girl in the booth next to us, and her name was Loa, and I think she spent most of her time over at our booth, and she started telling people that were coming to our booth about the things on the table and what they did and how she's just so sweet. And I told her mom that I must have set the booth up that day just for her daughter, because it was really, really fun. But go ahead.
One name that you might want to list, I talked to Glenn, and he said that he may be willing to enter some data for us.
or type some stuff up.
Okay, I love that. Okay, well, that leads us right into. I've separated these into these categories because it makes the most sense to me, but they really do overlap. So, like some of our visitors at the booth, we had the Lone Peak video teacher. And so when we're going to be talking about these interviews farther down, he told me that he will have his advanced video class make that one of their final projects.
Oh, great.
to interview some of the residents of Highland.
That's great.
So I thought they will be shorter things. We will want bigger interviews for some of those people. But I'll be talking about that more in a minute.
Did you talk about Glenn Bueller? That's your time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good. I would love to have Glenn's help. So then that brings us to volunteers. So because there are several things that are going to come up as we keep going here that need to be done, I just really want it not to just be us. I feel like many hands make light work kind of concept, right? So people with different skills, that's why I wanted you to come and why there's
another guy that responded to your ad today.
Yes.
What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Wesley.
He's been to our meetings.
Oh, Wesley has.
He's been to the classes that I gave.
Okay.
He's been to some of those.
Good, good, good.
In the council chambers.
Okay, and Tammy Wilcox, she met us at the, we did the city open house booth. And she has asked to be part of the committee, and she would be here today, but she's out of town. Michelle Smith, who also
I met her.
She is said she will help, and I'm really hoping she will kind of partner with me for a lot of these things. But she too is also out of town this week. I just literally got to the point where I was losing track, so. Where's my other page? On the printer, probably. Anyway, I have a couple pages of, like this, of just names that I'm tracking that I've talked to about various different things. Not that they will all be on the committee, but that have just have been helping the woman who did the farmer's market. Her brother-in-law said he'll help me with whatever we want to do. There's been several people that have come and given us some great feedback, but we still have a ways to go. So, what are those? Oh, the other thing is one of my Sherry Thomas and some of the State Relief Society presidents have offered to do, if there are projects that we can think of that would fit in their volunteer, you know, when they do the service days, that if any of these projects we think might fit in there, realm, they have offered to do that, and I'm hoping we can use some of the state youth groups as well as the Highland Youth Council. The problem is they're off kind of for the summer, so that's, we'll have to wait till fall. But so, and we have that educational opportunities. I told you that right before school got out, the seventh grade teachers had Charlie come and give presentations about Highland history. It was really fun.
Yeah.
That was really, really
fun. Five in 2 days.
Yes, he did five presentations in 2 days. It was amazing. And in Utah, the Utah history is taught in fourth and seventh grade. And so one of the women that came to the booth at the farmer's market, she said to me that she would be willing to help write a little curriculum for the fourth graders that we could give to the teachers. We could either present it ourselves or they could use it as one of their, but the point is that it would use the state standards. So it would teach some of the standards while teaching Highland history.
That's great.
So then the teachers would be more interested, and I am friends with Randy Oakey, who's a fourth grade teacher up at Highland. And he is really excited about that. He's also the one who does, you probably don't follow this, but there are groups, little Instagram people that do fun activities to do with kids in Utah. And so young families follow because he leads one of the main ones.
Good exposure.
So he has said when we get to some of these other activities we're talking about that he will definitely promote what we do.
Barbara Burns, I can't remember who his name is.
What grade did they have? Fourth grade or seventh?
Okay. He's a Alpine administrator.
Okay, so you're going to find out his name for me. And so the other educational one is, so the Lone Peak, I told you the Lone Peak video teacher came over to the booth and he said, how about we, you know, he offered this idea of getting the kids involved. And another, so he also suggested that I talk to the man over the Sterling Scholar applicants. You never, does everyone know what Sterling Scholar is around here? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Sterling Scholar is a scholarship, right, that the high schools do. There's different categories based on subject, right? And so so there's a history, there's different, I think it's actually social sciences, but there's, my daughter had one for the, what do they call it now? They don't call it. I almost said home ec because she was kicking me. Consumer and Family Sciences. That's right, right? So there's science. There's some different categories. So anyway, this video teacher suggested that I talk to the Sterling Scholar advisor because they have to do service projects as part of their application to get their scholarships. And he said they're always looking for real meaningful projects, not just, you know, standard. So he is going to be talking, I talked to Christian Warrow, is his name. That's on there if you're worried about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be telling all of the applicants that they can talk with us if their category fits something that would, if they would like an activity done. So that's kind of fun to think. Mm-hmm. I just like the idea that it's both sides. It's like doing something for the history, but also teaching the history because they have to learn it in order to do something, right?
Yeah, so that sounds great.
Anyway, and all of this is because we've been at the farmer's market. People just come up and let's do it.
Is that every Saturday?
It's every Thursday.
No wonder I don't get there.
Thursday.
Yeah. Over there?
So, yeah. And I'll admit there are days when I'm thinking, why in the world am I doing this? And then people like that walk up and I go, that's why I'm doing this.
Okay.
Because I'm not the best networker. I like people to walk up to me. So, anyway. Okay. And another one that walked up to me, that just reminded me.
Dorothy and Darlene, they're the sisters with the cabin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're going to be, yeah. This is where we're really going to get into discussion. But I was just telling you things that have happened. There was a woman with the booth. I told you her daughter, Loa, kept coming over and helping. Her booth was, she takes old and quilts that can't be used as quilts anymore. You know, the holes are too big to repair or the whatever. And she makes clothing, like little coats or little things. And so she and I got talking and she's like, there's all these ideas that you could have me teach classes in your community about how they could use their old things. And I was just like, we could have a lot of fun. People have good ideas. Anyway, that's a way down the line. But, hey, I'm trying to decide if I really want to do museum next or whether I want to skip to. Okay, well, maybe I'll do it this way. So Lisa Barr, who is over local societies, local historical societies for the Utah Historical Society, she came and met me here and was talking to me about, because I was just like, teach me, I have no idea what I'm doing. And she gave me a lot of ideas and she said, the first thing that is most important that we need to do is to document everything we have. Right here, because we don't actually have records for what's in this room.
So we're on number 5.
Yeah, I'm gonna. It's 4 and 5 kind of blend together. Okay, so.
I thought Charlie had written down.
He has some notes, but yesterday, right? We came in here yesterday. Sterling stayed home, and we did a lot of videoing. So in the morning we went to Clinton White, which I'll talk about in a minute, and in the afternoon we came in here with Charlie and had him, we just started going through every little item. Where did it come from? What was it for? It was kind of fun to have him even sing a song to me. It was so great. It was the best. We have it on video. It's so wonderful. But anyway, so we'll start with that, and then, you know, once then I will create some documents. She told me what kind of documents we need to have for each item. I think Aaron's going to come in here with me, and we'll take a really good photograph of each item, and we'll put that on our cataloging system, which I don't even know what that is yet, but Lisa Barr is going to help me figure that part out. So we'll have a catalog. We have been offered a huge, I mean, how do we even describe this?
I don't know. It's a massive amount of stuff that would take up...
And normally, at this point, as Lisa taught me, I shouldn't be accepting any donations until we get caught up with what we have, right? Mm-hmm. But we have a problem. Because it's Clinton White, and he's 94, and his daughter explained to me his wife has, since she has recently passed, she's a little bit more concerned about her dad right now,
mm-hmm.
right? And so yesterday, we went, because I knew that there was a number of things that he wanted to donate, so we made an appointment, and we went over, and we videoed, and I took Lori Smith, and she took Pops. Amazing.
She didn't tell me that.
Well, that's because I called her like the last one. So she went over and she did what she called passion photography. She's a wildlife photographer, which Clinton thought was really funny that he was being photographed by a wildlife photographer.
That's funny.
But anyway, so we went over just because, I mean, what does it mean that he's making a large, you know, and I...
He has building after building after building.
And I didn't know what that meant.
Stuff.
But
he wants to donate.
There's a 1932... Right, well, this is where we're going.
Yeah, I know.
1932 Ford Coupe. Oops. Runs beautifully. He's got a 1948 pickup truck.
A 1918 Caterpillar tractor.
You know, pre...
The runs, and he drove it around
for us
yesterday.
Oh, he's got what was the Jeep? The Jeep was a
42 or 3, right after the war, though. 46 maybe, I don't know.
He's got the old cow trailer that he's pulled in great shape. He's got the other trailer that his father built before people even put trailers on cars. He's got these categories and bins.
Huh.
These are the clothes from this time period. This is from the kitchen. From this. This is the letters between his parents. He's got a bookshelf. So these are the books my parents taught us out of when we were children in Highland.
Bins full of stuff.
He's got
a lot of furniture, chairs, and he's put together a bunch of spinning wheels.
Oh yeah,
and he has
spinning wheels that he's restored and all these. And I'm just looking at this, and I'm an empath. I soak in people's feelings and emotions, like some of you are looking at me like you're crazy. But I could just feel how much he loved Highland. And because, like, he was talking about why he wanted us to not go to Utah or some other museum. He wants us in Highland.
Right, that's right.
This is Highland. So, but this is big. There's no 1932 coupe fitting in here. Okay.
Does he have relatives still around?
Yes, he has children that are not. There's a few things. He's got things marked for what he's leaving them, but the things that he feels like they don't really appreciate, and they understand this. So the daughter that was there with me, she explained a lot of this. She and I have been talking quite a bit. So, of course, before I went over, I called the mayor and I said, what am I going to do? You know, how in the world is this going to work out? And he said, well, find out what they have. He does not yet know how much they have.
Right.
But he's like, maybe the city can pay for storage until we can figure something out. Anyway, I mean, we don't have to move it this minute, right. But it is apparently a thing. Once Clinton goes, we've got some deadlines and rough deadlines, right?
We have to have a plan.
Right. We have to have a plan.
He's in pretty good health.
He is in pretty good health. His daughter had made it sound like it was deteriorating, but she told me yesterday. Well, she told me yesterday that after his wife died, that he had become so sullen. She was very worried.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
told me yesterday that us coming had kind of lifted his spirits, and he was a lot perkier.
Well, this is a project that he can oversee.
Well, this is something that
you know.
Unfortunately, I'm teasing Charlie a lot lately, but hey, because I got this call from Miss Karenine, and she said, "My father loves you." And I said, "Well, he's never met me." And she said, "Oh, Charlie's been talking you up." And so I got there, and I was the answer to prayers, and I was just like, "Uh oh. Better figure this out."
That's good. First thing he did was give her a big hug because he met her. First time he met her.
So. Yeah, he was very, very sweet. And I mean, I love historic preservation, so I saw those things and I thought, oh,
yeah.
We got to do something.
That's terrific.
Okay, so I've been, this is where the discussion part needs to come in. Sorry, I'm talking so much again, but. So last time we talked a little bit about how we have some land over here by the DUP, right? We have a small lot
next
there.
Door.
Yes.
And I've also talked with some different people that apparently the city has the lot where they do the tree sale. Do you know where that is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where
the tree sale.
Just across from the police station. Mm-hmm.
And that is where a feasibility study has already been done.
Oh, wow.
For a building. And when Darna Carden, the librarian, talked to me, she said that it was done to see if the library wanted to partner with the Arts Council, but the library does not fit their needs, that situation. And she felt strongly that we would be the partner. So I've been talking to Shauna Holt.
Yes.
Of course. Shauna
Holt.
It's Holt, but yeah, I talked to her Larson. It's Larson is her. What we call her.
That's correct.
Anyway, Shauna.
Shauna
Holt.
Shauna Holt Larson, Shauna.
Yes.
And she wants to meet with me after the fling is over. We've been talking about some different things because obviously the fling is crazy for her. She's got a ton going. And I was talking to the mayor, and he feels like we could get a bigger facility where we could house more things. And if the advantage of partnering with the Arts Council is one, we have kind of a good art history in this community.
Yes.
So we could easily play on that. Two, they want a facility where they can do a production. You know, they want a big. So we had that in another room in the city taking care of the building plus. Right? Now, all of this is just. It's just talk right now. But the problem is now we have, so this Wesley, did you read his comment on I put a post asking for volunteers on social media. And he replied, and he's like, "I can do all of these things, but what's your priorities?" Because I gave a list of things that I was trying to see what interest was out there, what kinds of volunteers we could find, you know. And he said he could do any of them, and I just said, well, if I were to pick priorities, one would be we have to document what we have. Two, we have to interview the people we might lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on the side note, we have to start this fundraising process because it's not as soon as we finish this, then we'll quickly build a building and everything will be fine. It doesn't work that way. It's a very long process.
Okay. Are you familiar with a famous letter that's in our file?
This is why we're here. Tell me.
There's a letter that says that it'd be nice to have a historical society building over there next to the DUP thing, and it's in the we have a letter that said the city was thinking would you explain that the letter?
Well, they just identified that was the site that they had agreed would work.
I agree, and I see the point of that. The problem was that for us to raise enough money, if we partner with the Arts Council, we do, we have a better chance of
pulling. Oh, sure, more than that.
And you don't think the Arts Council would go with the building across the street?
We can't build anything big enough. It's that's what I've been told.
It has to be three times the size.
Yeah, we can't even build it big enough for what.
That was a big between the DUP thing and the pavilion. This is a big area.
It's not.
Well, we went over. I went over with the city engineer at the time. We looked at the places. So, in order to fit it in there, the way it is, it's about a 1,200 square foot building, and that's not big enough to do your kinds of activities.
Not for the. Shauna. Mm-hmm. But there's a, you know, they'd have to cut down some trees.
Well, I'm a Virginia girl, so that's kind of a sin too, but they'd have to probably cut down trees over there too.
Those trees are horrible.
Oh, okay, well, I'll believe you.
As soon as the wind blows, the leaves fall. They're not very nice trees, okay? But they've been there forever.
I think that we, I think that we talk about both options. And we seriously weigh them out.
Sure.
I mean, this isn't Claudia's plan. This is the committee's plan. I'm just telling you what I've been told.
Well, the first thing we need to do is grab the agreement. The agreement was they're going to give us a building approximately 1,200 square feet in the location
next to the
historical society in the cabin. So if that isn't going to be honored, then we need to use that as a relevant reason for them to find us more property over there that's currently in the city's ownership across from the police station.
This is what Mayor told me. He was for, because he wants, the Arts Council is having the same problem. They want to do something and they cannot get traction, and we want to do something and getting traction. Yeah. So that was another reason he was suggesting we partner. Yeah. The other thing he told me is he said, you need to go about this differently. He said, you need to go find the big donors first, and then you walk into the city council and say, this is what options we have. And he said, that, the way this city works, is money talks.
Money talks, yeah.
And so that is why I've been talking to several people that I am not a fundraiser. I'm a historic preservationist. I'm a genealogist. Fundraising is not my forte. Networking is not. So I've been reaching out to people that I know are. And Gail Holdman put me in contact with somebody that she thinks I should talk to. Her health isn't good enough to help us with this right now, but Quentin White's daughter used to be a fundraiser. And so she was giving me several pointers of just, we should have a social where we invite people that love Highland, who may know other people, and just see what the interest is.
I have a board member on the newly assigned board member that is a fundraiser professional.
Well, I would see.
So
I would love to, and I think that this we weigh up these two ideas. I'm not set on one or the other. I'm just trying to make sure. When I saw how much he had. And I've been visiting small museums trying to figure out how you do an interactive one, because if we have those nice things, this is wonderful because we worked hard, but it's not interactive. It's not.
So while we're on that subject, I'm sorry. While Quentin was driving that around, it would have been great to get a video.
Oh, we did.
So you got video and video of the stuff.
We have video of everything he said. We have video and then Lori was just taking passion shots all over the place. So
she took 1,000 pictures.
Yeah, she probably took 1,000 pictures all over there. So, because I mean, we do need to be able to present this in a way to say, because, Karenina was so worried about her dad's passion, and she was just like, can we just grovel to somebody? And I'm like, well, that's not exactly how this is going to work here. But just because if I crawl into the city council doesn't mean they're going to say, yeah, go for it. You know, that's not going
to
happen.
But the key is you have to ask.
So I
just remember that. You have to ask.
We will. But I want to walk in with a little bit of things behind me.
Sure.
So I would love, okay, so the discussion here is who, oh, also, you know, we're going to be cataloging things, so like Glenn, I would love to have him help start digit. I would love to have little teams that can start taking care of some of these things that we need to do that nobody's overwhelmed by, right? So we've got to catalog, because there are boxes of things. There's stacks of tables, the collection of paper that Quentin has. Blow my mind. So we need to catalog them and digitize them. We need to put them up on a website. And yes, I can do that. Ray knows that. But I would still prefer to find other more youthful-minded than me people that are capable of those kinds of... So we could build some teams. So if you know of any people, or we're going to just start reaching out. So cataloging... Oh, and the newspapers... I found out we have the only newspaper in Utah that has not been digitized.
Not been what?
Digitized. Hmm. Because the Utah historical newspaper site, when Lisa was in here, she said, there's no way. She said, we have gotten every newspaper. And I said, look it up. So she looked, and the Highland Piper was never done.
Really?
So I'm going to go to Catherine's house. I've been talking to her daughter. We're going to see if we can... track down all the issues. There's one box in here.
There's a box here that has most of the issues in it.
And so
it only ran for
we're confident that one of the newspaper sites will jump on that and do it for us, that particular project. But because they're all competing to see who can get more of them.
Oh, okay.
So that one I'm not as worried about. But like the other documents and sorting through, like Glenn would be good at that. Okay, is this somewhere already digital, you know, been digitized? If not, then let's do it, right? Okay, so there's digitizing, there's cataloging, there's fundraising, and grants. This is the librarian said, if we find grants, because we can, I want, like, the first grant I'd like to apply for is to get a scanner, a good scanner that will, we can do any size, shape, or whatever.
Donna doesn't have one? Librarian?
No, not but
not what you want.
We can. The Utah Historical Society. You can only get grants for smaller things. You can't get grants from the Historical Society for like great big things. So maybe like we might be able to apply for like an intern that does this project, or to pay for. So we got to have really specific goals, like a scanner. So if we had one of the big ones that would not squish things and just scanned it from the top, you can even have Bountiful just did a scan day where they brought their scanner out, and anybody that had historical stuff from about the city could come and bring it, and they just scanned it into their collection and let them take it back home. So that kind of thing. But I keep getting off sidetracked, sorry. My brain is full of too much. And also, we went over to the Strasburg Chapel and got the rest of the historical stuff. Did everybody know there's a mission office there now?
Yeah.
I heard that. That's what all those cars are doing.
You finally found the original, with the original pictures in it.
Mm-hmm. So I went and got that. What did you say all that? Okay. So, people that would... Okay, so I want you to think about two groups. One, people, if we started looking at expanding, who would we want to come to this social? Like, who loves Highland? Who might be philanthropists? Who would be the people that should be that core? Okay? And the second group I want you to think about, we're actually going to talk about tonight because it's more of an urgent level, is if we're starting the interviews to get the early memories, okay, of Highland. And I put the word priority order. This isn't the priority on here. These are just the names that some of you have mentioned to me on who needs to be interviewed. And so I would like to hear what should be, you know, if there's something I don't know, what order we need to do these in. And this, if the, so say in fall, the teacher that's going to have their students interview five people. It will just be for like a half an hour or something per person. So which five would be a good fit to go to the school and be interviewed? Do you understand the
question? Oh, they'd have to go to the school.
They have a setup there. So who would be the ones that would be the most comfortable with that? That doesn't mean that's all the interviewing we do. We could expand on it ourselves. And I'm asking other youth to be involved with this. We had a couple of them come up to us at the booth there that said, I would love to do this. Well, these are the ones when I've asked around. Who
I think they're all good.
Is there anybody that should... Right now, I am starting with Charlie and with Quentin. Luella and Catherine Schramm have some dementia, so they're kind of, in my mind, next priority. Is it... And the other thing is, I don't have all these their contact information, so somebody helping me figure that out, or if there's somebody else that needs to be higher on the, like, my list, which is the priority, because, like, we can't, Charlie knows too much of this. I have to get it out of his head. Quentin is 94 and has the earliest memories, so I have to get that, right? Those with the dementia... dementia, a lot of times, I know when you work with them, they, for interviews, they tend to remember the earlier things, so that works for you, right? But there's, I just don't want to lose things. We've lost a few recently. But
well, this is a good list.
But any priorities, thoughts? Or like...
No, they're all good.
Like, Kathy's last name. I know she's Fred's daughter, but I don't know what her last name is.
Who?
Or
which one?
Kathy, Fred Bueller's daughter. Or Sherry, Fred. Oh. People keep telling me these, oh, the Walkie daughter, but I don't actually know who that is.
Walkie daughter's name is Kimi, and she lives in Oregon. She's 90 years old, and she had a stroke or something last...
So she just moved up on the priority list, is what you're saying.
She's been in the hospital last week. I just saw her...
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. What
Sherry
do I need
Naylor.
To? Sherry Naylor.
And I can't remember where she's moved to right now.
Okay, so if you could help me find this contact information.
I've got Sherry Naylor's contact information.
Do you like being on the list, Mark? I can hear you are sitting right here.
I've got her email.
Okay, I need that. I need to know. The other thing I want... Oh, this is what I'm going to ask you right now. I have a database of interview questions because I run businesses like this. But you are the Highland Historical Society. When I start interviewing some of these people, what do you think are the most important questions that people would like to know related to the history of Highland?
Nancy Day would have been a good one. I would have been a good one to interview about P-liners because he used to work, and Clark used to work on them too.
I know. See, this is why I feel urgency about this particular project, because we've already lost a lot.
So, I don't. Is Clark on there?
Is he? Writers? No, I don't think he is. Clark.
I don't know some of these people. Connie Thomas.
I have had three people, like, people would walk through the booth and they'd say, did you interview Connie Thomas? And I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, Connie Thomas and Super, but she's... they just get really excited. They've said that one like five times. So I was hoping all of you knew who she was.
Okay. Well, they're not referring to Kathy Baum, are they? When you say her cousin.
I have no idea.
Maybe.
No, I think it's... You're talking about Kathy being Fred Bueller's daughter, that Kathy, right?
Oh, no, there's two Kathys on here.
Oh, there is two.
Kathy,
oh,
Fred's yeah, daughter's last name is
you see how you like my notes? I'm just like...
There's one with a C.
They said her cousin Kathy.
Her cousin. The two last, Curtin and Pantos.
Okay, that is because Sister Curtin came... this went blank. Roy and... What's her first name? Pat Curtin. Pat Curtin came up to the booth and she just started telling all these stories about when they first moved to Highland and how they were on the first Highland Fling committee, and she was going on and on. I was just like, alright. And then, what's Joe Pantos' son's name?
Joe Pantos died several
years ago. I know, but what's his son's name?
His name's Joe or Nick.
I think it was Nick, I think. Yeah. Came up to the booth and he was on fire. He was loving everything that was there. He was talking, and he's got all these documents and da 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 da. And he's like, it's wrong on the webpage. He's like, my dad bought this in such and such year. And I was like, well, then come and teach me about it.
Joe's son? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, so I just put pencils because I wasn't sure.
Because I interviewed Joe before he died.
How come I don't know this? That's why I need to know. That's why I'm interviewing Charlie.
I'll send you the interview.
Download the ring.
Joe was a basement house, and so was.
That's what they were talking
about. When Kent was trying to get started.
So these are the kinds of stories. Okay, so you just brought something up that made me. What if each time we start an interview, we send out to the committee that's who's being interviewed next, and if you know something, we should ask that specific person?
That's a good idea.
Your idea?
That's a good idea.
Because you just said something that was very specific to one person. Or two people.
I know Quinn, why he used to take my grandpa to the temple, drop him off all the time, and bring him home.
So, you know what? I guess it was Clark told me when they came home one time and there was such a big snowstorm they couldn't get home. And so the kids saw him out parked out in front of the house. They brought him in, fixed some supper, and they stayed. They couldn't even get out of the house.
Yeah.
See, you're in a debt, Clark. I'm putting you on my list. You know, a lot of
stuff
early city stories.
Mink farmers, too, that were here.
So, who's here? Who's still around that was a mink farmer?
Well, I know Don Finn. That's who I, that was my first job.
There's a guy that works for the city. His name is Trevor. And quite frankly, I can't remember his last name. I only know him as Trevor. He had a mink, his grandfather and grandmother. You know that new piece of property that's on the dip over there? The
Williams?
That's his homestead. Trevor, this guy named Trevor. Mm-hmm. You know that new property that's being developed over there on the, what's the road, 60-something?
Yeah, 6,000.
6,000. It's over there. You know, there's a dip on the way. Anyway, there's new homes going in. There was a mink farm there.
Paul Williams' place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a mink farm was there.
Okay.
Yeah, and Paul Williams.
Yeah. So Trevor is my coworker.
Okay, find that.
I'll have to ask Trevor.
Okay. So maybe that's the way.
So Don Finn's sister is actually...
Ann Strasburg?
Ann Strasburg, yeah.
Don isn't the one that built my house. It's a different brother. Okay, good. That would have been a weird situation. Okay.
Is there a Strasburg still around?
I know where Anne is.
No, she's. I can't remember where she moved now.
She's in Saratoga.
Saratoga Springs.
Huh. I have contact with her. I can talk to her.
And then, didn't Gordy live? Doesn't Gordy live? So still.
Yeah, he's still there. Ever since his wife passed away, he's been pretty private.
Yeah.
Maybe that might be.
And there was a pretty good influx of people about that time. I mean, none of that happened until the water system was made available.
Well, why do you think you're on the list?
I'm leaking a little knowledge here.
A little bit.
Well, do I need to move you up? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, the thing about it is, Winnie's going to have a lot of input to this. I just don't know how much of it you have time for.
I don't, and my memory is, I'm not senile yet, but I'm getting there.
Well, the thing about memories, though, is once you start talking in that subject with people, then it starts coming back. So.
That I know how to do. I know how to trigger people's memories.
Yeah, that's
how
I do.
Huh, you've seen me do it.
Where do you sit?
I interviewed Sylvan. That was fun.
I'm in the office. You work in the office?
It's hard to get someone to quit talking sometimes.
I'm in the office.
All right, so let's go back. If there were five of these names that would interact well with the, would be comfortable interacting, is maybe the better way I should say that, with some students, who would five be? Because I'm going to get asked that.
Well, if
before our next meeting.
If you go down to the south end, you end up with people that was pretty much the deadline for Highland. Because American Fork came up to meet that now. And so you've got Hayes's that were down there. That would put the And if there's anyone left in that family, we ought to deal with the people that, even though now they're going to be my age or older.
Well,
and
I want them to interact with older people just because that's what they need to learn. But
those are some of the, and it's just like Williams. I mean, they came here when the mink industry started, and it was a boomer for a while. There was a lot of mink ranches that went over, and you had them on the outskirts, so you ended up with the people who were north, clear up there, and that was Goffs.
Yeah, that's right, Goffs.
And then you went down on the south end, and that was right on the American Fork line, but that's where Merlin's original house was, and then he built the one on the corner. But that's, and then you get out on the west side of that, Keith Larson, and those people that are gone too, had a pretty big impact on the island.
So if I were to give 5 specific paint names to the video teacher, you know these people better than I do. Which, well, would you feel comfortable, students? Charlie's definitely on the list, but.
So I'd say Charlie, these are my picks. Eric Adamson, definitely Mark, you'd be on there.
What about your mom?
My
would
mom
you
would be, yeah, I think she would do
probably
it.
Probably a good girl. And
probably Dennis LeBaron.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, your mother's probably one of the most important ones to get masked because she's of that age.
Yeah, she's doing pretty good, but it's, she's starting to.
If we don't get it now,
how old is she?
What about Quentin White?
80-something.
She'll be 85 late Christmas.
85.
It'll depend on how he's doing this fall, I guess. But, I mean, all of these names will depend on if there's anything that's changed by fall. But
and also, if you wanted to interview Sanford, he's not doing very well.
Sanford?
Yeah, yeah. Sanford. He's got cancer pretty bad now.
Pardon?
He's got cancer in his brain now.
Where is he?
Sandy. He lives in Sandy.
You want to go up to Sandy with me, Ray?
Sure.
Yeah, we go over and interview him. Okay. So Charlie, I'm going to put 6 down right now, and then we're just going to play it because right now I've got Charlie, Quentin, Carol, Eric, Mark, Dennis, and we'll just kind of see.
What about Carol?
Catherine's around before she loses.
Well, Catherine. I'm not going to have to do with the students, so. I'll do her myself.
Yeah, because I know she's having a...
Because Sterling, Julie, Catherine's daughter, Mary, she was Sterling's best friend group, and so she married Sterling's best friend, Mike Hales. Okay. So we're pretty close to Shram, so I'll get over there, and that's... Now, everybody's going to say their prayers that everybody holds on until I have time to get these things. But I'll pick the few that I know are most urgent and do those, and then I'll get some students to help, but some youth groups to help with some of the others. But.
So I was just thinking when you go before the city to talk to about some stuff. We could take part of the video, we could take some of the footage, and ask some of the stuff we have.
Well, that
and a couple of the stories of some of the other people, and I think that would kind of tighten the heartstrings.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping if we have money and heartstrings, it's our best chance. Right?
Yep, for sure.
Well, the truth is, though, the city doesn't just have that money sitting there for us, right? So it doesn't. And I'm not going to ask all these people that are struggling to pay more of it. But, right. But I don't know all these people listening, but apparently there's supposed to be a lot of money in there. And our philanthropists bring the people in there. So if we can find some that believe in this, you know, believe in preserving history, that would be
good. Are the richest.
Well, that's what they say.
Demographics in all of Utah.
I must bring
rivals Beverly Hills.
Right. So this is my point.
A number of people with good wages. I turned the whole thing around as far as the way they rank it.
Yes. Yes.
So I just feel like if we find some people that will be passionate, I have no problem speaking passionately about preserving things. I'm just terrified of asking people for money. So
well, we have other people that can
answer. That's what I'm counting
on. Like the lady that she's on the board of the Ohio City Library, Friends. Mm-hmm. I'm the president of the Friends of Ohio City Library. And so I met this gal, and I automatically said, you're going to be on the board. And she has the background for fundraising and all that stuff.
Tell her we need her here.
Well, no, we'll get there.
Okay, because we need...
Well, that was just one person, but it just happened recently.
Okay, so teams, this, again, I feel like I just rambled, but here we go.
No,
let's go. So if we start organizing, because once we're organized, then we can apply for the funds, the grant. And if we start interviewing, if some of you know any of these people specifically, I would love it if you'd come with us to one of the interviews and get them feeling more comfortable. Charlie came to questions yesterday. But we'll just space them out in between babies being born and my job and stuff like that. But that's why I wanted to ask you if you know of any priorities, because I need to make sure that I focus on what matters time-wise. And we'll train some teenagers to do this with us. And I'm really counting on the editing part being done by, because the techniques, the tools, when I ran a business, tools have changed a lot since then. So these kids can way out, they can blow me out of the water as far as putting a video together. But that's what they learn that way too. So. Anything else? Or any... I know you all feel passionately about this, so preserving what we have, I would love ideas. Any thoughts? Alright, so assignment, just review the assignment. What's the one thing I said? Make a list of anybody that you know that we should invite to a social to start.
That's right.
Okay, make a list of, I don't know who's going to throw the
kick
social.
Off the fundraising.
Yeah, to kick off the fundraising. Who would those people be? Number two, since I'm starting with Quentin, Charlie, probably, who are the three we said to mention? Luella, Catherine, and somebody
Carol.
Just... And
Carol?
Carol's the... She's not...
Mm-hmm.
She's next on the list, though, but there was somebody just said, oh, Kimmy, that's going to have to be a phone. You said she's up in
Oregon.
Okay. I'll have to do a phone one. But for any of those five that we just named, so Charlie, Quentin, Luella, Catherine, Shram, and Kimmy Waukee, if you have things that I should specifically ask them, or if you have a thought that these are the things we should ask each person about the history of Highland, please send me those as soon as possible.
I'm just not sure on this. Her cousin Kathy. Where?
Okay, because it was Connie Thomas and her cousin Kathy, and I thought I had the note written down here. But
okay, then it's got to be Kathy. It's got to be Kathy Baum.
Kathy Baum.
Okay.
How do you spell
that?
Oh, Kathy Baum. Johnson.
That's what it was. Okay, you just dropped my memory. So. Thanks, Charlie. So this woman came up, and she was a descendant of the Johnson.
Yeah, Kathy Johnson.
So she said, you're going to want to talk to Connie Thomas and Kathy and her cousin Kathy. I don't remember how this woman was related. I actually wrote it down, but somehow I left that.
It's in there.
It is not, because it's on a little yellow square, just like this.
But Connie's a cousin to Kathy. Both of them live down on the west side of Highland.
So do you have their contact information?
I know where they live. I don't think I've got a number on them.
Okay. But there was just several. There was like, they're going to know stuff. You want to ask them.
Kathy's connected to one of our employees, too.
Well, one of the other ones.
For Highland City.
The mayor told me I need to track down Val Day and April Brown and Jill Day. And I talked to Mary Lee Cannon Day, the other Bassett.
Well, we
could
talk to Jason.
Jason will, so he was like, get those people on board. Anyway, I'm like, You just keep giving me more names. I'm trying. I got this flood.
See, I think Jill married one of the counselors, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
If you could get Connie and Kathy together for the same one, that would probably be a good one.
Okay. That's a good idea. Let's start that one.
Was it Victor Mies' mom? Oh. Didn't she write newspaper articles?
I wrote on my notes to talk to Victor Neves, but I didn't write why you told me to talk to Victor Neves. So what was it?
She used to write for the Citizen.
So his mom wrote for the Citizen. Okay, for the paper. I was like, I didn't call him because I couldn't remember why you told me to call him. So. Okay. Are we good?
We're good.
Adjourn? I don't know. Talk too long? Anyway, call me, text me, or send me an email, whatever. If you've got, I would love, my brain is overloaded. So if you have thoughts on how to narrow or specific things to ask, please tell me. Okay.
Mark, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
Right. Well, I feel like, I feel like I've worked a full-time job on this recently. So I'm trying to spread it around.
Do we need to nominate for wanting to join the society?
I told her that she could be safe and just sit and listen, okay. Or that she could join. And I'm going to get some of those forms for some of these other people that have said they will probably start coming. But she was nervous about that, and I told her that she was welcome to. I knew she knows things, and that if I could jog her memory, and that it was going to be good for me. So, I did tell her that she's welcome to just come, and she doesn't have to join it. She can just hang out with us. I would love her to be a part of it, but I would be happy if she just throws her 2 cents in every once in a while.
That sounds like awesome. A great deal. I just, you know, I am alone. I have to keep up my place, and I'm really, you know, glad that the chapel works. And you know, there's always so much.
Well, you just say no.
And I'm
when you can do it. Just say no.
It works pretty good.
There you go. Well, that's what
there's a book.
We don't want to have you away from this. We know there's some input that you can give us.
Yes.
And clarification that you have ability to give us.
Yes.
But as far as having to take on another job, that's not
going that, to that, and that, I appreciate that. I'd be happy to come to the meetings, but I haven't even got my own history done. That is something that kind of keeps at me.
Maybe
too.
By being here, you'll get some energy to do yours.
Well, I guess I have lost a little energy. If I, you know, it was a number of years ago, I did everything. Yeah. I got the youth council. All of the things going. I can tell I'm almost 32 now, and it's just slowing me down a little bit.
I just asked her to come because I do feel like with her, the positions you've held over with the city over the time that you've lived here, I just know that there are little things that if we can jog out of your mind, that's going to help me. And that's all I was hoping for.
Oh, you're sweet. I appreciate it.
Sorry. So how many of these make the most of it? Oh.
Move to
it, Jim.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Sorry for... Who was the second one?
Let me second it so I'll prove that I was here.
All right. Well, I think. Anyway, let's go home.
Wait a minute. I think we have to vote on this, whether to adjourn or not.
I think we need to. Do we have to vote on this?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so.
All in favor?
All right. Okay. Now.